Hi, this is Jen with CrystalClearWithJen.com. Thank you for listening to my podcast on Anchor FM. Today I want to talk about growth and expansion, or expansion and then growth. So when we have these situations where we feel that they're causing us a lot of emotional unrest, depression, crying, sadness, maybe even slight grief. It could be like when an emotional reaction to like a relationship changing or ending, or maybe you just feel like no matter what you do in your current situation, you feel like you're just underwater. Like it's just like, oh, I just can't get past it. And a lot of people tend to become very overly sensitive emotionally, and they tend to wallow there. And it's like an endless cycle. Like, I just don't know, but this is hurting my heart, but I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do. This is the expansion. This is the growth. And the reason why I say this is most people will say, well, how is that growth? Well, we get put into a relationship or a circumstance or a situation, and it causes us some discomfort, and it actually requires us to react in a way that we haven't reacted before. And a lot of you are probably like, well, no, I've been reacting, but I'm getting the same results. Well, that's the problem right there. Many times we have to react emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in a different way. And that is where growth is required. And once we step up and we say, okay, I've been reacting this way. I've been screaming and yelling at this person and they're not listening. No matter what I do, I can't get them to listen to me. But the minute that you shift that perspective and say, okay, I've been screaming and yelling at this person and they haven't listened, so now I'm going to take a different approach. And then you take the different approach and the situation shifts. Or maybe in the situation you're in, you're resistant of change because you think you're supposed to be somewhere that you're not. For example, you're like, I don't want to be in this situation. I want something different, but I just want that, but I just want that, but I just want that. And whatever that is, it isn't coming. So you find yourself in this cycle of wanting something that isn't coming. And when you find yourself wanting, desiring something that is not coming, it's because maybe not necessarily it's not meant for you. It's not the right time. So it's time to act, react, respond differently. When you react, respond differently, you'll get a different energetic answer. Also, when you're stuck in a situation and all you're doing is saying, but I want this, but I want this, but I want this, and this isn't coming, all you're doing is energetically sending out a signal that you want something that you don't have, and it takes that much longer for that thing to come back to you. So what are you energetically getting in return? You're sending the signal out of want, lack, and you're getting more want and lack. And by lack, I don't mean money. I mean you're literally lacking the answer that you desire. So whatever it might be, some people might have one or three times a week where they're having an issue. They're emotionally reacting to something. Crying, sadness, despair, depression. And then you'll find when you break through the water, when you come up for air, you decide to react and respond differently. When you emerge from that, you're like, oh, now the energy has shifted. Hey, something happened. And what happens is expansion. Now you found yourself in a different emotional and mental place. You may have even found clarity there.
So we go through the depression, the sadness, the grief, the uncomfortableness. Like, I just don't want this, and this is happening, and I don't know what to do about it, and why is this happening to me? That right there is the growth. That's the uncomfortableness. That's where we find everything that's wrong with us, what we think is wrong with us. And when we stop reacting the way we've always reacted, which is negatively maybe, or maybe it just required us to step up to a different level and offer the universe a different response. When we do that, we get a different energetic answer. And when we get the different energetic answer, we have then grown. So it's like an ebb and a flow. You have growth, you have expansion, you have expansion, you have growth. So whatever the situation is, if you're stuck in it, it's because it is asking you to step up to a different energetic response. The universe wants something different than what you're bringing to the table. If all you're bringing to the table is, I don't want this, I want that, I don't want this, I want that, and you keep getting the same answer, there's a reason for that. You haven't learned that lesson. You haven't been shown. You're supposed to energetically reply differently. So when you energetically reply differently, your spirit engages and you grow, allowing expansion. I hope you found this helpful. I know this can be kind of complicated, but it's really sort of not so much of a head game that you think it is. You go through something and many people tend to stay in that cycle of, but I don't want that. Why is this happening? But I don't want that. Why is this happening? But I don't want that. I hear this over and over and over again. And if you can master the idea that the universe, God, your angels, your guides, they no longer want what you're providing. They don't want what you're giving anymore. They're like, you've tried that, it's not working. You've tried that, it's not working. You've tried that, it's not working. And you keep the cycle of, I don't want this, I don't want this. But the minute you say, okay, I see that I haven't done anything different, I just keep complaining about not wanting what I have, I'm going to go to a different energetic space. And that space is, I'm going to reach for something deeper within me. I'm going to say, okay, I've been stuck in this and all I've said is I don't want it. And I still really don't want it. But now I'm going to respond differently. I'm going to respond by saying, okay, universe, show me what I need to know. And I'm ready now to hear you. And I guarantee you, you'll get a synchronicity, you'll get a message, you will get prompted, you'll get an urging to react in a different way. All of these things can be really hard. We can make them really hard in our human head, or we can make them really easy. And I can help you sort that out. Journaling can help you sort that out. Connecting with nature can help you sort that out. But most of all, meditation can help you sort this out. Ask during meditation of the most difficult thing you're dealing with, what can I do to react or respond differently than the way that I have? Because it's just not working what you've been doing. It requires a new response. You know where to find me. I'll be in Facebook in my group, the Light Seekers Tribe. We'd love to have you if you're not a member. It's free. There's no obligation. I go live in there twice a week. Do free readings sometimes. Hop on over there and join my page. You can also reach me at crystalclearwithjen@gmail.com. I appreciate all of your love and support. I hope you'll stay tuned to my next podcast. If you're new here, thank you so much for listening, and I hope to meet you soon.